right, KFIZ News Time is 10:10, 10 minutes past 10 o'clock here on a Tuesday. It's the third day of August of 2021. Spencer Wagon here with you. Thanks for joining us this morning here on KFIZ. We appreciate you coming along with us here this morning, starting up hour number three of the show here on a Tuesday. And a couple times a month, we take a time out to talk about some local history and some events going on with the Fond du Lac County Historical Society. And the forecast looks okay, maybe not a big fan of the humidity. If you were planning to head out to the Galloway House and Village for their annual ice cream social this Sunday, but you know, it's summer and better day to enjoy some ice cream on a hot summer day. Let's welcome in Tracy Reinhardt from the Historical Society to tell us more about the big event coming up this Sunday. Tracy, thanks for joining us. How are you this morning?
Doing just great. This is a some nice cooler weather to enjoy something like coming to the Galloway House. So, got the fingers crossed that Sunday will be a nice day.
Yeah, it looks pretty good. Might be an afternoon shower, and looks like we're going to get some of that August heat and humidity back. But that's okay. Mm-hmm. It's a nice weather to enjoy some ice cream.
Absolutely, and of course we have Kelly's. The local ice cream is going to furnish our ice cream for the ice cream social. So now's a great time to come and try some of their ice cream at the same time.
There you go.
Yeah.
Great idea.
And yeah. So you can also, you know, we had a year of renovations and things changing, although a lot of renovations you won't really be able to see, like who can see a new foundation under a building, but a good time to come out and see how the grounds have changed and take a stroll. It's an outdoor activity, so you don't need to worry about masking as much, and enjoy some ice cream. But we'll also have burgers and brats and hot dogs, whatever, you know, so you can come out and indulge yourself and stroll through the grounds and see what's going on at the Galloway House and Village this weekend. It's always a great fun time.
Yeah, and I was going to say, boy, 65 years of this event. I mean, there are a lot of great community events going on, but not often you see something stick around for 65 years. That's pretty impressive.
This is our long-standing fundraiser. Mm-hmm. This is what they initially started putting on to raise funds for the operating expenses of the village. And as the village expanded, the ice cream social just had to keep up with that. And so it's been going on for 65 years. I have some photos from some of the early ones. And what they did in the early days was they put up tents and all around the grounds. And then also they had straw bales with boards on, and that's where people had to sit. You know, sometimes it was a makeshift little plan quick when the crowds got overwhelming. They had to add some quick seating and people could sit in those tents. Then the Exchange Club finally realized we needed a permanent pavilion on the ground because of the ice cream social. So they actually donated the money to build the pavilion that we have on the grounds, and that's where we can Even if it rains, you can stand in the pavilion and eat your ice cream. It's a great event. It's a long-standing event. It's kind of Galloway House and ice cream social kind of always go hand in hand in people's minds. And so we have a lot of things coming up. We've got some music recitals. There's going to be a petting zoo for the kids and face painting and balloon animals, things like that. We're also bringing in a comedy show for the kids at 1 o'clock. So that's a great time to bring your family out, and we'll have music from 2 to 5. The whole event lasts from 10 until 5 on Sunday. So it's a great thing to do, to get out and come and enjoy the grounds. Lots of things to see about Fond du Lac history. It's really a great place to come and spend the afternoon.
Yeah, and like you said, if people haven't come out and checked out some of the improvements, some of you can't see, like those foundations, but I know, some repaintings and some, some adjustments and things like that. It's still neat to walk around. Maybe you haven't been out in a while and check out the village and spend a nice Sunday afternoon.
We have a new entrance. I think you'd be astonished to see very beautiful new entrance to the grounds, new fencing, and we touched up the parking lot a little bit. And so it's there's a lot of little things you can see, and sidewalks, new sidewalks, and things of that nature. But it's always and the great thing is, if you're already a member of the Historical Society, you get in for free. So this is a great opportunity, and if you aren't a member, sign up and become a member, and then you can get on the grounds for this and other events for free admission for members and children 10 and under. So it's one of these traditions that we keep carrying on, because Ice Cream Social and Galley House seem to always go together, and you cannot beat Kelly Ice Cream. Mm-hmm. You just can't. That's a great attraction also, and we like to partner with the locals, and this is a great thing. Come out and have lunch, buy your brats and your burgers, and if you don't want a scoop of ice cream, you can get A&W is going to have some root beer floats. So hey, it's a great day to come out and check in and see Fond du Lac history.
Very cool. If people want more info, I take it probably on Facebook or website, best place to go for more information on the Ice Cream Social, Tracy?
Yes. For more information, you can go to our website. You can buy tickets at hometowntickets.com, because if you aren't a member, it is $10, I believe. And $30 for a whole family, $10 per adult, and $30 for a family admission. Otherwise, members are free. So, there are a lot of things you can see. We have there will be tours through the actual mansion, although you have to eat your ice cream first or after, because we don't like food inside this historic home.
Sure.
So you have to be careful there. But after the tour, you can go out and have your ice cream and have a brat and enjoy the music, because there'll be live music, or what have we got? A DJ dance party from 2 to 5. So root beer floats. There are a lot of other interactive history things going on that you can actually participate in. There'll be some outdoor games and tours. And so there's a lot of interesting. You'd be surprised at just how much Fond du Lac history is on display throughout the grounds and throughout the museum. It's just, I can walk through a building and it always seems like I see something new. Mm-hmm. That's like, wow, I didn't notice this was here before. And then learn a little bit more about Fond du Lac history. And then we have our nice gift shop where we're becoming the location for, if you're interested in Fond du Lac books and local authors and things of that nature, our gift shop is kind of the place to come to for those kind of books. And so we have a lot of items there also. So it's just, a great way to pass a day if you're thinking of something to do and want to get out. And it's a great way to help support a local organization. Fond du Lac, the Historical Society, we're a county historical society, but, if you want to know what's going on with the Historical Society, you got to join. I mean, members get, that's how you learn about what is going on, and that's how you can support local history and some of the research that I do, the talks that I give, coming out and attending something like this is a great way to support local history.
Very cool. Tracy, thanks for joining us and telling us about the Ice Cream Social going on Sunday.
Absolutely. It's going to be a good time.
All right, Tracy. Thanks as always. Have a great day, and we'll talk again soon.
All righty.
Tracy Reinhart joining us from the Fond du Lac County Historical Society. Again, that Ice Cream Social Sunday from 10 to 5 at the Galloway House and Village going on this week.